This is the Maternity Matters podcast from Riley Children's Health. Discussions to help you along the journey from the first trimester to your child's first year. Hi, everyone. Gabby Reith-Miller here from the Riley Children's Health social media team. And today we're going to be focusing on the fact that it is World Breastfeeding Month. So what better time to talk to one of our lactation consultants about the services and support that are available to new moms out there. So Jamie Kruseman is joining us now. Jamie, tell us a little bit about what you do day in and day out.
Okay. Well, hi. Well, thank you for this. I am one of the lactation consultants here at Riley. And I'm an international board certified lactation consultant, kind of IBCLC. And what that is a healthcare professional, and we specialize in the education and clinical management of breastfeeding. So we're here to support our families. We also have CLCs on board with us, and those are certified lactation consultants that assist our moms and new families as well.
And for those that haven't been through the experience of delivering a baby yet, let's say they're counting down till that big moment, what kind of support is available for a new mom, let's say in the hospital, as they're learning to maneuver this new world of breastfeeding?
Yeah, sure. In our hospital, we're fortunate, all of our bedside RNs have really been provided education. So they are also able to be that first contact with families right after delivery. Our goal is to assist ideally a first breastfeeding within that first hour of delivery, if everybody is healthy and that's possible. And so a lot of times that bedside nurse, labor and delivery, sometimes the postpartum, they're right there to help with those moms. And then if they kind of find that there's something unusual, they will call for the lactation consultant to come in and assist. And we will kind of see what mom's goals are and what's going on and see how we can have a hands-on assistance there with them.
And Jamie, before I had my own baby, I had no idea that there was so much to keep in mind when breastfeeding. I mean, there's different positions. You can do the football hold or all of these other things that you learn as you go. So how are moms helped and assisted in those first few hours and days after having that new baby to try to make their journey as rewarding and not stressful as it can be?
Yeah. So we meet with the moms and we definitely help them with those positioning techniques and kind of go over the basic breastfeeding education. And one of the common questions that mom has is, you know, is my baby getting enough? That's really a concern right away. So we are there to help reassure moms that what is normal with breastfeeding. We've kind of sometimes don't have a lot of education throughout, you know, our through health classes and other times. So we're there to help reassure moms that their bodies are working and how to trust their bodies, but definitely getting comfortable holding the newborn and just latch and positioning is the key. You want that to be comfortable right away because that's going to, for one, be comfortable that a proper latch is also necessary for baby to be able to transfer those very precious drops of colostrum right away in these early days and early hours.
Yeah, I know you mentioned colostrum, and something that I learned as well going through my own experience was that the milk takes sometimes a few days to come in, right? So first you're dealing with the colostrum and navigating all of that. So how do you help moms understand that? Because I personally was one of those that was worried whether the baby was getting enough to eat and, you know, how
right. Yeah. So we do have a lot of visuals and I think that is helpful. We have visuals that are up on the wall. We have booklets. So just kind of helping moms know, like in the early day, like the first 24 hours, and we are again talking about the term baby that doesn't have the risk factors. We have babies that kind of fall out of that. So things are a little different. So right now I'm kind of referring to babies that don't have risk factors and full term, 38 weeks and up. Letting moms know that the first day of life, those first 24 hours, the smaller droplets of colostrum, babies may getting 5 to 7 mils of colostrum, which is enough for the baby, but a small amount, more of a small amount of a thickened liquid to kind of help them. And that's what colostrum is. It's kind of known as liquid gold. And it's really all that your term newborn without the risk factors. That's really all they need in those first 24 hours.
Yeah, good to know. And what are some of the common obstacles that moms face as you're at their bedside, walking them through this? Can you tell us some of the top concerns that they might have aside from, is baby getting enough?
Yeah. So a lot of times exhaustion is a very big barrier, but really possibly sometimes moms not possibly having a lot of support at the bedside can definitely be a challenge. But some of the questions they have, definitely we already talked about, you know, is baby getting enough? How will I know if my baby is full? But some of those obstacles, also not understanding possibly what your baby is trying to tell you in those early days. Babies are not always crying because they're hungry. Sometimes they're just realizing that they've not been disconnected yet from mom. And so kind of helping them navigate through what are feeding cues, what are just baby needing to be held skin to skin. We really promote that here in the hospital. And some just ask, letting them know what some of the normal expectations, just what's happening with their body and what baby's kind of doing with transitioning.
Yeah. And for some families out there, breastfeeding in those first few days is not possible because perhaps, like you were mentioning, preterm or complications, baby having to go to the NICU. So what are the options available for families if they still really want to try to breastfeed, but they're dealing with these other factors?
Sure. So we can start moms pumping. We have breast pumps here. We definitely want to start them pumping as soon as possible. If that is a planned delivery that mom is aware that baby is going to be going to the NICU, we do meet with those families during the antenatal part of their stay and go ahead and talk with them and provide education. A lot of times go ahead and set the pump in the room, set it up with them so that they can start pumping as soon as everybody is safe and ready, ideally within the first hour or two after delivery. And that is more with a planned NICU possible delivery. And of course we have those unplanned situations. And again, as soon as mom is up to it, it is best to get her started pumping with a hospital grade pump. Also working with families on how they can get a pump for home in case the baby is going to be staying in the hospital longer than mom. And there are great loaner programs out there through some hospitals, through WIC. There's also some rental options out there. And then we also can help set moms up with their insurance to see if they can get a pump for when they go home.
Yeah, I recall one of the lactation consultants teaching me how to use the pump in the hospital because it can seem a little daunting at first if you've never used one of those before. So it is so, so helpful to have you guys there, no matter what that journey might be like in the beginning. What is the support like once a family leaves the hospital, right? You've had maybe a couple of days of nurses helping you, lactation consultants there, and then you go home and you've got to figure things out. But is there some guidance available via phone or anything like that if a patient has some questions?
Yes. So we try to reach out to a lot of the pediatric, the pediatricians and let them know of what the options are. But the families do go home with phone numbers for resources in the community. So one of the resources is outpatient visits through our facility that we offer virtual visits. We had to do that through the pandemic, and now we're doing in-person outpatient visits. WIC also offers peer counseling through phone or going into the office, and also making sure that families are aware of the evidence-based websites and resources that are available to them. So here in the hospital, they do go home with a booklet that answers a lot of the common questions, but then a whole list of numbers that they can call for assistance. And again, some of those evidence-based websites that are very helpful as well.
Yeah, that is so reassuring, I'm sure, for parents that are listening and are a little nervous about everything. And breastfeeding can be an emotional journey. Sometimes it's amazing and you're just so fulfilled. Other times it can be stressful because you're trying to provide all those nutrients for your baby and things cannot go as planned. So if there's a mom listening to this right now who perhaps is struggling a little bit, what advice might you have for her?
First of all, to let her know she's not alone. It can feel that way. I think it's very important to for moms to try and designate before delivery their support person, whoever's going to be that main support person, and letting them be a part of their journey, hopefully throughout the pregnancy, learning a little bit about as much as you can actually about lactation. So that support person can be there with you right away, but knowing that you're not alone, knowing how to reach out to the resources, call your lactation consultant, call the pediatrician. They can also help advise you. I would probably just have to add this in. Don't compare yourself to another person's story. Everybody is individual. Everybody's journey is a little different. And what is normal for you and your baby is different than your sister, your friend, your neighbor. So just knowing you're not alone. And also, I'd have to say, kind of stay off of some of the social media sites that just aren't as helpful, and really sticking with those evidence-based sites to give you the most updated information.
Yeah, I think sometimes there can be that information overload for new moms with just so much yes. out there, so many different accounts. So that is a good tip right there. And before we wrap up, I do want to see if you can shed some light on the health benefits for baby of breastfeeding, and you know how important it might be for that child in those first few days, months, whatever that journey looks like for a family.
Yeah, so breastfeeding provides a lot of benefits for mom and babies. Breastfeeding, babies receive a lot of the immunities that mom has been in contact with. And so that is provided through the breast milk. But breast milk has a lot of, actually Hamlet cells is something that breast milk contains that really can protect babies from certain types of cancers, protect against SIDS, ear infections. Down the road, it helps protect your baby's lungs, the baby's stomach. Just there are so many helpful protectants in breast milk.
Yeah, it's definitely encouraging to hear all that. Thank you so much, Jamie. And thank you for all that you and the other lactation consultants do. And if a mom is at one of our hospitals, do they just ask their nurse if they want to speak to a lactation consultant, or what do you recommend if they want to initiate that contact?
Yes, if they're inpatient, they should just ask the nurse and they should be able to get in contact with the lactation consultant that's there. Absolutely.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your time. I'm sure this will be a resource for parents getting ready to deliver a little one soon.
Good. Well, thank you.